Come on back.
And I'll show you, we're down to 3 empty kennels, and I'm a little concerned because we've got to go out and get some more today.
Animal control officer Karen Wood opens the door to a room swimming with tiny kittens.
16 kittens and 13 moms, so it's going to stink in here.
Many of these cats and kittens have severe respiratory illnesses and parasites, but she's optimistic they'll all recover. And since the rescue, none of the animals have died. Woods says an extreme number of cats like this can start with just 2 unaltered adults. Cats in the same litter can breed with each other, and it can snowball from there. The cost to spay and neuter and care for that many cats would quickly become unmanageable.
It's just so important. Spaying and neutering could, if 2 cats had been spayed and neutered, then we would have 52 less cats in one household.
She says this is the largest number of cats she's seen in a rescue situation in her 10 years of working at the rescue. And this influx of cats means that the rescue won't be able to take more for a while. So people who are hoping to surrender a cat may have to wait longer than usual. She's worried about moving all of these animals into homes, but she says the kittens will likely be adopted quickly, and they can send cats to other parts of Alaska if they don't get adopted here.
But we work with Paws and Claws in Skagway and Hark and Haines, and even have sent cats up to Fairbanks. So if we get to that point, we can talk to them about that. If, you know, if they're here for months, obviously other places will take some.
They've had to shuffle cats around to make room to isolate the sick animals. But the undersized ventilation system means other cats in the building aren't fully protected. That's according to Rick Driscoll, executive director at the rescue.
It's really just some doors. That's all we have. And from a best practice perspective, we'd like to have multiple ventilation systems.
Juno Animal Rescue is raising money to move into a bigger space. Driscoll says their current space is half the size recommended for an organization that serves so many animals. When the organization first posted about these cats, Driscoll says the community donated nearly $10,000 to help fund spay and neuter operations at a lower cost and for the new building fund.
It was really overwhelming how many people chose to, within like a 12-hour period, donate money to help us with this particular situation.
More information about fostering animals can be found at JunoAnimalRescue.org. They're also offering highly reduced rabies vaccines for existing pets that live in homes where owners want to foster. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.